Welcome back. Tonight we're with Troy Burchett, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Lord, it's so hard letting go. I close my eyes, you're all I see. Your haunting voice. Try to smile for all her friends. Try not to show I'm a broken man. They say be strong. God knows I tried. And Lord, it's so hard saying goodbye. I close my eyes and hear all I see. Your haunting voice. Baby, touches me. That's the wall. Our memories flow. And Lord, it's so hard letting go. Traveled miles, a thousand miles I've gone. What I wouldn't give just to go back home. Those Kentucky hills, they called me. Ah, 23, please take me home. I close my eyes and you're all I see. Your haunting voice, baby, touches.
Russ, how did you and Troy meet?
Russ Preston.
I became involved when I came back to record my CD. I started branching out. I recorded in Johnson County. I live in McGoffin County, but Floyd County is closer to my heart.
Home of McGoffin County Cadillac.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Ask David.
Right. The great David Princeton.
Yeah, there you go. So I attended regularly these songwriters. They have a really nice function there every Tuesday night. All the songwriters in the surrounding area gather together in a floating establishment. It's either one week at this bar, the next week it's...
So it's not actually on the water. It's
no,
just,
sir.
Yes, sir.
We hooked up at songwriter scene, and I was massively impressed by his musical abilities.
Yeah.
Not to mention his girlfriend. So we became good, fast friends. And now...
So tonight they'll say goodbye to each other.
While the band played on.
I got the Bedford blues. Can't seem to find myself all day. I got the Bedford blues. Can't seem to find nobody who wants to play. I'm a big tree keeper, a jamming hide and seeker, the biggest thing in the forest you'll ever see. I got the Bedford blues. Come on, people. Believe in me. I got the Bedford blues. All these people are in my woods. Bigfoot blues. All you jackasses are messing up my hood. Yeah, you're locking down my trees and you're scaring all the beasts. Why can't we just live in peace? I got the Bigfoot blues.
Greenfield.
I just couldn't float. I tried to hang with the Yeti, but I forgot my coat. All the Chupacabra did was chew on my beard. I tried to hang with a mothman, but he was too damn weird. I got the Bigfoot blues. Can't find nobody who wants to play. I have the Bigfoot blues. Somebody make my I'm gonna be all alone. I have the big blue blues. Somebody throw me some dog a bone. Yeah, I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want to play. But you'll take your pictures and you'll run away. I have the big blue blues. Come on, people, believe in me. Mythology. Somebody give me a Slim Jim.
Tell us about this mystery meat blues band. I love the idea.
Adam Williamson.
Okay, so I moved back to Prestonsburg, I should say.
From?
I went to college down in Florida and got my bachelor's in film school, and then I got my master's in education, and then we actually had to come back. My family's from Prestonsburg. Back in the 90s, my grandmother, Ann Latta, was mayor of Prestonsburg. Cool thing about it is Prestonsburg itself has one of the most diverse musical communities you will ever see. With my situation and what I have to deal with, I couldn't ask for a more friendly and a more open community to live in. But as far as the Mystery Meat Blues Band goes, I'm going to let Robert explain why we're called that.
So,
okay.
Robert Daniels.
I don't know if you remember, like, when you were in school and you go to lunch at school and they would give you on a hoagie roll, they would give you this long, flat piece of meat. It was about this wide and about this long.
And delicious.
And delicious.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Who knows what's in it, but delicious nonetheless.
Right.
And a lot of times the next day you'd go back to school and you're having Salisbury steak. And the Salisbury steak is suspiciously familiar. There's just no hoagie. It's just covered in gravy. So the whole idea of Mystery Meat Blues Band is you more often than not, it will be me and Adam and then any number of other musicians. We're kind of this giant community. We've had so many different people play with us, and it's blues. Hopefully everybody loves to play it. So whether we're on a roll or covered in gravy,
we're there.
You're going to have a good time.
Or if we're on a if we're on a roll, covered in gravy.
No, that you gave, girl, I gave some too. I know that you wanted more than I could give you. I never promised you easy, I never promised you fair. But I promise you, baby, I'll always be there. Baby, love don't come easy, hey, love don't come fast. There's some giving and taking, maybe as well. It's not who's wrong or right, who wins this fight tonight. All love don't come easy, but it's worth the price. You walk out that door, give me the benefit of a doubt. I've been together such a long time, honey, don't walk out. I know it hasn't been
crazy. Yeah, give your love to me, but I promise you, baby, I'll always be there. Baby, love don't come easy. Our love don't come fast. It's to give it and take on. And baby, I swear, it's not too wrong or right. Who wins this fight tonight? Hey, love don't come easy. Those words are bright. Now, baby. Never be able to give you all that I like, but I promise you, baby, my love will last. I know life is a struggle we can face together. I promise you, baby, I'll always be there. Baby, love don't come easy. Our love don't come fast. It's giving and taking. Ah, baby, I swear, it's not too wrong, all right. Who wins this fight tonight? Ah, love don't come easy. Those words are bright. Now, baby.
David Bentley's back there playing those great drums, so enjoying hearing just little bits and pieces of your tale. Tell folks about where you come from and also, you know, about some of your sort of musical heritage in your families.
David Bentley.
I was just telling about where I lived up in the holler and stuff, and where we lived at right there used to be my great uncle. He was a banjo picker, and he could only write his name. But he could hear anything on the radio, even if it was classical, like Mozart or something. He could pick it out on a banjo. And if you ever wanted to find my brother Johnny, that's where he was at, because he was down there with my Uncle Red Onion helping take care of coonhounds and playing banjo. My grandpa was a musician, too, guitar player, but mostly all of them guitar players, no drummers or nothing. And when he would play, he would sound like two guitar players picking. And that's how I got my rhythm. I'd sit and listen to him. Me and him, he taught me how to whittle and how to do wilderness survival and all that stuff. He was in the 202nd Combat Engineers in World War II. There were six major campaigns fought on the European Theater of Operations, and he was in five of them. And he had a battle star for each battle, and he got blowed up there on the Rhine River. It killed a captain and lieutenant in front of him, but he survived it and then made him mad, and he went AWOL because he was supposed to went home. But he stole his clothes and stuff and went AWOL and found his unit and went back. He was my hero. And I'd always go down there and he would record music. And wasn't really bluegrass music. It was more like old-time hill folk type music. And I just loved it. And my great-grandmother, too, I caught her. Which she wouldn't do it in front of people. She was too embarrassed. But I come off a hill squirrel hunting one day and I hear the prettiest banjo playing I ever heard in my life. I come down the holler there and looked and seen her on the back porch a-picking. When she seen me, she put it up and went in the house.
And I don't even know how to be a part of your world. I'm from the wrong side of the tracks. And I can only dream, baby, be where you're at. Baby, I live to love you, long to touch you, hunger for your touch late at night. Baby, I try to please you, die to keep you, give my life if you ask me to. Looking back now, I can still feel the pain.
I'm so glad I didn't let you slip away. Cause that look in your eyes makes it worth it all. Even tonight I call you mine. Baby, I live to love you, long to touch you, hunger for your touch late at night. Baby, I try to please you, die to keep you, give my life if you ask me to, live to love you. Everybody tells me I'm just a dreamer. There's no way that you're ever gonna notice me. But I'm a believer. Oh, maybe someday you're gonna need a man like me. Baby, I'd live to love you, long to touch you, hunger for your touch late at night. Baby, I try to please you, die to keep you, give my life if you ask me to, live to love you.
Say at this point, then you've sort of refocused to think more of your goal as being to write those kinds of songs that touch people more than to be a star.
Now I'm not looking to write the next big hit,
yeah.
Because I've learned that a lot of times that's manufactured. It's not sometimes real. I'm looking to write a song that's going to touch these people. I want them to leave here tonight going, "Man, that guy, his music meant something. It wasn't just words. It touched me," and they remember the lyrics. And maybe even see a part of their life in those songs. Last year, I spent a lot of time on the road traveling to West Virginia, Virginia. I was in Nashville for a while, singing out there at Tootsie's and Bluebird Cafe. And I'm hoping this year, I want to meet people. To me, the people, these people are what make music great. When you can go and do a show and you can rock them for an hour, and they leave there feeling good and take away some good positive messages from those songs, that means something. And that's what I'm after.
All right.
Seems like yesterday I was just a boy holding on to daddy's hand. Thought those days would never end. I felt so safe and secure from the world outside the door. But that was before it slipped in. Ah, someone tell me why. Does anyone even know? Ah, someone in their prime, so strong and so wise, and slip away so quickly, way before their time. Cancer takes the body, but the spirit survives. Just a matter of time, so the doctors say, through the trials and the treatments, we watched him slip away. Yes, it left him weak and feeble, but it couldn't shake his faith.
piece of cancer takes the body, but heaven waits. Ah, someone tell me why. Does anyone even know how someone in their prime, so strong and so wise, slip away so quickly, way before their time? Cancer takes the body, but the spirit survives. Lord, there will come a day when we look upon your face and love ones that we've lost along the way by your grace. By your grace.
We'd like to thank Troy Burchett and his band for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live and on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our great studio audience tonight for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com Lexington. Once again, folks, let's give it up for Troy Burchett and his band here on the Red Barn stage.
I don't even know how to be a part of your world. I'm from the wrong side of the tracks, and I can only dream, baby, be where you're at. Baby, I live to love you, long to touch you, hunger for your touch late at night. Baby, I try to please you, die to keep you, give my life if you ask me to, live to love you. Looking back now, I can still feel the pain, but I'm so glad I didn't let you slip away. 'Cause that look in your eyes makes it worth it all. Even tonight I call you mine. Baby, I live to love you, long to touch you, hunger for your touch late at night. Baby, I try to please you, die to
Everybody tells me I'm just a dreamer. There's no way that you're ever gonna notice me. But I'm a believer. Oh, maybe someday you're gonna need a man like me. Baby, I deal to love you. I long to touch you. Hunger for your touch late at night. Baby, I try to please you, die to keep you, give my life if you ask me to. Live to love.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Troy, Russ, Phil, Matt, David, Adam, and Robert for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time, as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.